It's showtime at Pizza Pizza. Hi, it's Pat Finelli presenting Dinner and a Movie with over $15 in savings. Order a small, medium, or a large pizza with any three toppings, any three Coke, and a free two-for-one Cineplex movie admission for only $13.99. Now playing dinner, drinks, and a movie for $13.99. It's showtime at Pizza Pizza.
There's nothing more groovy than pizza and a movie. Order Pizza Pizza.
All right, Don, the Blue Jays home opener is Friday against the Boston Red Sox.
You were there for the opener, eh? 1977. You must have some stories back then.
I have stories back then, and I got stories about something new, namely dirt on the base paths, and we'll talk about it at the Rogers Center right after this.
And, you know, just around the bases used to be dirt, and you don't think that's not going to be good for the guys running, I'll
tell
you.
Yeah, it's on the base paths. All winter there were stories about a dirt infield, but it's not a dirt infield, but it is, and it's something like a foot deep with clay underneath. They got dirt base paths in that dome stadium in Tampa, but they're only a couple of inches deep. Now, you want to know what it was like? Well, there was artificial turf at the old stadium, but that old stadium, Exhibition Stadium in 1977, was home to the football, the Grey Cup games, so there was a cup or a mound in the field, and for many of the players, Don, it was like running up
well,
and down.
Tell us about that playing field. Like what? Like I used to hear a lot of stories about it when I was down in the States. What went on
well,
there?
It had sort of a cap on it, as I say. It was rounded because it was a football field for the Argonauts, for Grey Cups. And so the players in baseball was like running up and down the hills. But you remember the first ever game. We talked about it.
Yeah, but you know, Brian, I'd like to say something about that before you get started. I was living down in the States, and they made fun of in Toronto, the snow, and remember they were making snowballs and stuff like that. It was snowing all along the eastern coast, New York, they all got all snow, but it was featured thing how Toronto had snow. It really bugged me when I was down in Boston.
Well, they delayed the game, but Major League Baseball would not allow them to cancel that game. It was snowing, it was cold. I remember standing with Ann Murray in the dugout. She was going to do the national anthem. I'll never forget, and during the long delay we're talking, and when she finally sang the anthem, she'd go, "Oh, Canada." And by the time she got to "duh," through the public address system came, "Oh, Canada." So there was a delay. Like, she's ahead of what she's hearing. And I'm thinking, man, you're talented to sing the national anthem. This is unbelievable to do it with the delay.
And she didn't falter at all.
No, she was perfect. But that's what happens in big stadiums. Hang on, we'll talk more in just a minute. All right, during the commercial, you said, I get something you don't know about 1977.
Yes, and I'm telling you, I've been told many times when we're alone is Bob McCowan in primetime sports. He's famous now. Every cross, biggest show in Canada ever been going for 400 years. Back then, he was nothing, but he was the PA announcer, he told me many times.
How did you know that?
He told me.
Well, he was indeed the PA announcer. Doug Ault with a couple of home runs. Bill Singer, the starting pitcher. And they were announced in the stadium by our buddy, Bob McCown.
And this year, they're going all the way. I guarantee it. Donaldson is going to have another great year. Blue Jays, all the way.